And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, the second hour of the Earshot 20 and our first countdown of 2017. Lots of movement on the charts, lots of new stuff, some stuff re-entering, coming back from last year. A lot of the records that were late in release that came out at the end of the year, and we saw that have an impact as well on the charts from 2016, the top 20 of 2016 that we did last week. You had mentioned that there were a few albums that you thought, had they have made a splash or had come into the charts earlier in the year, they probably would have had a higher position within the top 200 of the year. But lots of those albums are making their way back onto the charts in this week and probably will stick around for a little while. Although, in speaking with Steven in the first hour and coming up now here in the second hour of the program, there's lots of new stuff coming out. Even we're not even done January yet, and there's lots of great music being released. So lots of stuff to look forward to. This is the Earshot 20, though. It is a countdown of the national top 20 from earshot-online.com. We are now into the top 10. I'm Anthony Emmon. Brian Cleveland is on the other side of the mic, and he is going to tell you what you'll find if you go to the website.
Yeah, go and check it out. As we mentioned, it is earshot-online.com. You're looking for Earshot with the exclamation mark at the beginning, the National Campus and Community Report, published every single week by the National Campus and Community Radio Association. The main part of the website that we pull from is the National Top 50, which is published on Tuesday nights or Wednesday mornings or so. This week, we are counting down the charts for the week ending Tuesday, January 17th, 2017. And we're about to get into the top 10, but you can find the full top 50 online at earshot-online.com. The top 50 is a combination of usually around 30 or so campus community radio stations' own top 30s. So go and check out some of the biggest music happening in all kinds of different regions across Canada, as well as genre-specific charts, both regionally and nationally, for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues. There's monthly and yearly countdowns, reviews, interviews, and so much more. So go and check all that out. And as we mentioned, yeah, just tons of cool stuff at earshot-online.com.
It's a really cool website. Lots of information to find out about us, too. Actually, that's a lie. But you can check out our Facebook page, and there's a little bit of information there. Facebook.com/earshot20. That's our home on Facebook. @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. And earshot20@gmail.com, our email. All great ways to reach out if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, or if you are a label or press body that represents artists, you can reach out and we will do a feature. It includes an interview and we'll play something from your latest release. So please get in touch with us. Happy to do that for you. In this hour of the program, the top 10, as I mentioned, we'll have the lowdown as well. Brian will tell you about some of the debuts below the top 20. And Steven's back with some more music news, talking about some really great things. In this hour of the program, we're talking about why I am now scared of clowns. So not going to give anything else away, but it's insane.
It's not about Stephen King's It.
No, it's not.
The new movie.
Although that's a scary movie too, but
never saw it.
Well, you'd be scared of clowns too. So we've got that, all of that coming up right now. And we're going to kick it off with our number 10 in 2017.
Last week there at number 15. And this week, as we just said, at number 10, it is a release from Telephone Explosion Records called More by the Really Cool Group. New Fries. We're going to hear a new track from them, new to the show and new to the world. It is Gertrude Stein Greeting Card from Pape Danforth. At number 9, down from number 4, A Tribe Called Quest, We Got It From Here, Thank You For Your Service, is in at number 9. And we're with a track called The Killing Season. Closing out our first set of three this hour is The Pack AD. Last week at number 10, this week number 8, from the album Positive Thinking, you'll hear Skin Me.
Here's a track from the new one from New Fries. It's your number 10 this week on the charts. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Winter in America, never knew why Christmas. L7 squares, always making my shit. Spring is in the air and all the flowers bloom. Powers that be want to devour the movement. Tears disappear when they fall in the summer rain. Bleeding through this mic, but they call it entertainment. Running across stage is a drug. It's like the blood that we crumple the raw papers. Call it the Lord's name because we taking it in our veins like they're feeding us intravenous. It's war and we fighting for inches and millimeters. Try to store the progress by killing off all the leaders. But we don't give them orders no more, they can't defeat us. This lack of justice got us disgusted. Look at our faces. All they still hate, but I saw military training. The false flags flying at half mast this morning. Take a bow, this might be your last performance.
They soldier, soldier, soldier. 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 Soldier, soldier, soldier.
The old lady saw us on the lawn with the Henny. Turned the pool party into the one from McKinney. Might have been racist like the waitresses up at Denny's. 12, we at 12, Gators, automatics, and semi-semis. Now they wanna condemn me for my freedom of speech. Because I see things in black and white like Lisa and Screech. Presidents get impeached and others filling the throne. But veterans don't get the benefit of feeling at home. So maybe those projections out of silicone. Overdrove it again, injections made of silicone. I swear it's the killing season. Cause killing is still in season, yeah.
Louder than a 3-pound voice is screaming, match a boot. It must be killing season. On a menu, strange fruit. Who's used to feel the progress of this here very nation? Whose taste has grown bitter through justice expiration? These fruitful trees are rooted in bloody soil and dormant. Things haven't really changed or dormant for the moment. Marks and scars we own, it only makes for tougher skin. Helps us actualize the actual greatness held within. Been on the wrong team so much, can't recognize a win. Seems like my only crime is having melanin. Connection to the sun so strong, the relationship is lusted for. Cause it's meant to suffocate, I can't breathe no more. Settler scores sadly need an abacus to tally. Through all the peaks and valleys, yo, I recognize it sadly. Black soul bold enough, inner city cold enough. Watch me get all my goons, watch us get soldiered up.
It's soldier, soldier, soldier. 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 It's soldier, soldier, soldier.
Earshot 20. Number 8.
That was Skin Me by The Pack AD from the release Positive Thinking at number 8, up from number 10. At number 4, down from number 9, A Tribe Called Quest. We got from here, Thank You For Your Service, and a track called The Killing Season. And in at number 10 was Gertrude Stein Greeting Card from Pape Danforth by New Fries from the release More. At number 10, up from number 15.
Second hour, second half of the charts, and second sip of music news. I think I've done a pretty good job of keeping this coffee theme thing going. I don't know, but...
I've kept it. You've kept it percolating.
That's awesome. We'll kick this hour off with some really exciting news, and that is Timber Tambor will be releasing a new record.
Yeah, it's been almost 3 years since the band released their last album, Hot Dreams. But Canadian trio Timber Tambor, like you said, have now lifted the curtain on their next full-length record. Titled Sincerely Future Pollution, the new album will arrive in April, courtesy of Arts and Crafts in Canada and City Slang elsewhere. The 9-track album was recorded outside of Paris and is said to be a, quote, document of this generation's degeneration and disarray. Of the record, the band's Taylor Kirk said, quote, 2016 was a difficult time to observe. I hate to admit that normally I express more sensitivity than concern politically, but I think the tone and result on the record is utter chaos and confusion. When we were recording, the premonition was that the events we saw unfolding were an elaborate hoax, but the mockery made of our power system spawned a lot of dark, dystopic thoughts and ideas, and then it all happened while everyone was on Instagram. The sewers overflowed. Along with that announcement, the band have shared ominous album cut Sewer Blues, which demonstrates the record's darkness in its reliance on delay and rhythm. The group have also mapped out a North American tour that'll start on April 28th, following their return from Europe. The album, Sincerely Future Pollution, arrives April 7th, but head to exclaim.ca now. You can hear Sewer Blues, see the track listing, see the dates, including those in Winnipeg, Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver, and more, and see the album's cover there as well at exclaim.ca.
Pretty extensive tour, and I know we can't wait for this record to drop. It will likely be here on the charts once it gets out into the campus community radio world for sure.
Very cool.
I came to the realization with this next story, I'm actually afraid of clowns. So although this isn't for me, it could be for you, and that is a Canadian visit from the Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah, the for those into them and for those really into them, the cultishly revered hip-hop duo Insane Clown Posse brought their music and message north last year with a rare Canadian tour. Apparently the trek was a major success because they're now launching a Canadian version of their notorious festival, The Gathering of the Juggalos. The Canadian event is called Canadian Juggalo Weekend, and it's scheduled to take place at, sorry Alberta, Calgary's Stampede Corral on April 7th and 8th. In a joint statement released to Exclaim, the Insane Clown Posse said, quote, Canadian Juggalos are some of the freshest fam on the planet, and we are psyched to bring Juggalo Weekend to Calgary. We've been wanting to do this for years, and what better time to do it than in the year of the Juggalo, 2017. Whoop whoop, see you soon, fam. The event will be much more than a mere set of shows. According to a press release, it will feature, quote, performances by numerous well-known musical groups and underground artists, as well as wrestling, games, contests, autograph sessions, face painting booths, vendors, and circus performances. More information on that weekend at exclaim.ca, as well as at juggaloweekend.ca. You can also hear their song When I'm Clownin' right at that link as well. So head to exclaim.ca for more on that, if you are so inclined.
Well, I mean, I just, the picture scared me, so I don't think I'll go to the site, but there you go. That's, no, I don't know why either, because I always thought clowns were nice. So anyway.
Not when they're insane. No. Part of a posse, I suppose.
You're right. You're right. I think it's the whole package. All right. One more rounds out the music news for the program. And man, we aren't even a month into the new year, and so much new music coming our way, which includes the new one from Lydia Ainsworth.
Yes. For those who don't know, Lydia Ainsworth is an incredible Toronto artist who released her debut, Right From Real, back in 2014. And now, like you said, she's ready to follow that up with a new LP titled Darling of the Afterglow. That album will be due out March 31st, courtesy of Arbutus Records and Bella Union. The 11-track album features an array of local Toronto musicians whose work gets laced into Ainsworth's own programming, sampling, and string arrangements. Although all of the new songs begun with inspiration and ideas away from home, it was brought together and completed in her hometown. Ainsworth explained in a statement that, quote, "I usually have to be out of my element to get that spark of inspiration." On this new album, Ainsworth brings together experimental synths, classical influences, and what she calls weird gothic R&B vibes. The first example of that is on lead single The Road, which you can hear at exclaim.ca now, where you can also see the video, the track list for the album, a whole slew of tour dates, and more. So head to exclaim.ca for all of that.
All right. Well, it's no surprise that our final story lines up with your song pick. So without further ado, thanks again for chatting this week, and it's over to you to tell us about your song pick of the week.
I mean, I just kind of spoiled it a little bit, but like I was saying, the new single from Lydia Ainsworth's forthcoming album is titled The Road. You're going to hear it now on Earshot Radio, but you should also check it out online just to see the cool video that accompanies it. I made it a song pick of mine a few days ago on Twitter, where I referred to its orchestra bells and the reverse synths on it that are really, really incredible. It sounds like the future of synth pop. This is The Road by Lydia Ainsworth on Earshot Radio.
To wipe the windows clean, in reverse it all feels so free. The dust is getting thicker, the light is getting dimmer. Did I have to let this go? I remember now I'm dry.
Seven.
Earshot 20, number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was I Repeat Myself by Duchess Says at number 6 up one spot this week. Is their release, Science Nouvelle. Tanya Gok with a Nirvana cover, closing out her latest release, Retribution, at number 7. Up from number 11, you heard Rape Me and The Road by Lydia Ainsworth, Stephen Karlik's pick this week from her soon-to-be-released brand new record on Aporia Records.
I thought you were going to repeat yourself just to really play on the joke. There was an easy one there that you could have used, but you're not that type of guy.
No,
you don't go for the easy ones.
Your jokes are horrendous.
Like my tons joke. I really want them to be back on the charts.
Horrendously amazing.
All right, we've got a few more tracks. And then we will have the lowdown and a few more. By a few, I mean two. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up in our next two spots.
Last week's number one, this week's number 5, but number one for many weeks in the year 2016 as well. And they were within our top 20. As you may recall, A Tribe Called Red, We Are the Hallucination was their 2016 release. We're going to hear a track called Miami Coopy and Helpless by Diana after that. Up from number 6, number 4 is the album Familiar Touch.
Ah! Mama Coupia. Mama, 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 mama Coupia, mama Coupia. Mama, 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 Coupia, mama Coupia. Mama, 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 Coupia, mama Coupia. Mama, 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 Coupia, mama Coupia. Mama, mama, Coupia, mama Coupia, mama Coupia. Mama, mama, Coupia, mama Coupia, mama Coupia. Mama, mama, Coupia, mama Coupia, mama Coupia. Mama, mama, Coupia, mama
yourself. Do you know nothing else will do? I'm still a prisoner of your indecision. For now we're helpless, making all the same mistakes again. I can't help it. Oh. I'll wait until you break my heart.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Helpless by Diana from the album Familiar Touch at number 4, up from number 6. And Miami Koopy by A Tribe Called Red, last week number 1. This week number 5, the great 2016 release, We Are the Hallucination.
It was really cool to chat with A Tribe Called Red as well as part of our show to recap 2016. Awesome to talk to them and all of the other artists that we get to chat with. Okay, one more quick break from the charts before we get to our top three. That, of course, is a look at what is debuting below the top 20. We don't have time to go through the whole national top 50, but we'd like to tell you what is below in the debut spots because there is a chance that they could be making it on to our program. Brian's got it for you. It's the lowdown.
A relatively brief lowdown this week as we had two debuts within our top 20 as well as five debuts below the top 20. At number 50, Wilfred N. and the Grown Men with an album called Passing Through Time. And at number 49, The Maras with Welcome to Wax Beach. We go all the way up to number 41 with the cool new release from James O.L. called Cancer in Treble City. And number 31, Monkey Junk. Time to roll. Our highest debut this week is number 24. Shh, be quiet. Check that one out.
I love how you said it. It was just...
I had to do that for you.
You did. That was good.
That's for everyone out there in the world, but especially in the moment, that was for you.
I bet you that benefit. Album makes for a really great playlist for a library.
Please leave.
All right. We have three more tracks. We're going to get to them right now, and we're going to kick it off with number 3.
And number 3 up from number 5, Tassio Mansi from Hand Drawn Dracula. Their new one's called Do Easy. Here's a track to kick off our last set, 29 Palms.
Since 7:15, just buying some time. Shall I wait? I still
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number one.
Earshot 20.
That was a double shot of the Evaporators, Ogopogo Punk. You heard there the title track from the release, and Candy at number one for the first time. At number one, a really cool record from Mint Records. Be sure to go and check that one out. Last week at number three, a relatively late release in the year 2016 that's been floating around our charts. Pretty happy to see it at the top. Sitting still at number two, Monomyth, Another one from Mint Records. Mint Records are clearly dominating 2017, at least to start.
They're mint.
And that was, I'm a little on board with that one. Happy Pop Family was the name of the Halifax / Montreal group and their newest release. And you heard a track called Cool Blue Hello. And kicking off that set, our final three of this week. And number three up for number five, Tasio Mansi, hand-drawn Dracula Records, with a release called Do Easy and a track called 29 Palms.
There you go. That does it for another week of countdowns. I'm Anthony Emmon. Brian Cleveland is also in studio, and we do this every week, count down the national top 20 from the national top 50 of earshot-online.com, brought to us by the great folks at the National Campus Radio Association and the offshoot Earshot. And the program is recorded out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, and then broadcast every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time before we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. You can also find the program on radioforall.net, and you can podcast on iTunes, no matter how you're listening to the program, though. Thanks very much for tuning in. And join us next week for a brand new countdown, minus one. Brian will be out. I'll try and find a co-host that's, you know, decently funny, but not funnier than me, so you don't feel like you need to replace me. That's that's always the goal.
I think, you know, if the evaporators are at number one, you should clearly ask Nardwar.
You think? We'll see. I might be able to, that may be a realistic goal. I feel like there have been some that we've asked for interviews that we've been like reaching a little, but yeah, we'll see what happens next week. But until then, stick around because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.